Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm a bit worried about the topic that we're talking about. What do you mean smart shoes with built-in sensors that never need charging?
Well, here we go. And it actually follows on that interesting conversation you had with Adam Pantanovitz.
Wasn't
it's all about
fascinating
human advancement and sports benefits, and just really interesting how the two sort of work together today.
Mm. Yeah, because if you take the conversation that we were having, something we're going to be talking about now is, you know, our running shoes, as you're going to point out, are evolving all the time to give us those advantages, aren't they?
Well, listen, technology is the most remarkable thing. I mean, it's changed the face of humanity. It's changed the way we do absolutely everything. And why shouldn't technology help us enhance something as simple as sports? I mean, I know sports is not simple, and I know it's hugely competitive and the human condition what it is, but bottom line really is that technology has a massive role to play in sports today. There's almost no professional sportsman who's not using massive technologies and very advanced technologies to be able to really perfect their craft and get better and better and better. And what is happening now with the growth of the so-called Internet of Things, the advancement in battery technologies and sensor technologies, and this whole area of the Internet of Things, as people like to call it. But all that really means is that things will talk to other things in a technological way and share information. So Under Armour announced the launch of what they call their connected app or their connected shoes in the last week. And I mean, these are not inexpensive running gear. It's still a high-end brand, but it's certainly a lot cheaper than modifying your jeans and making you a naturally better
runner. And you can throw them away if you don't like them. Michiel says he can hear that the Hardy-Daz in the background agrees with you. I absolutely love the sound of the Hardy-Daz in the background because it is so Johannesburg. It is.
Oh, totally Johannesburg.
It's just,
no question.
You know, anyone live streaming around the world must be thinking, what on earth is going on there? But all of our Johannesburg listeners will
going, this is normal.
Exactly. It's a normal day, a normal morning in Johannesburg. All right. So tell us about these. Under Armour have released their first shoes in South Africa this week.
It's not new to have a sensor in a shoe.
Right,
Nike did it a while back.
Yes.
And you connect it to an app. But what's interesting about this is that this particular sensor uses something called Bluetooth Low Energy and should last the life of the shoe. So you never need to pop it out. You never need to change the sensor. It's built into the shoe and you don't even see it. And these shoes are called the UA Hover range, the Infinite, the particular one's called the Infinite version. And what it does is, again, it used to just, and this is how sensors have improved, these sensors simply used to just give you steps. How many steps?
Yes.
And off you went. Mm. But now they've got to the point where, in combination with the app, it can actually advise you on how to improve your gait, how you striking your foot on the floor. Tons of really interesting information. Even if you're an amateur runner like myself, I mean, I stagger out and go and chase Hardy-Daz for a bit to try to stay fit. But the truth is, you do often need a little bit of help. And in combination with the entire range of apps, MapMyRun being one of them, On you can get an Android, you can get an iOS, or whatever phone you have, you can actually improve your running considerably simply with advice from a little sensor built into the shoe. And all you do is you take your phone, put it near your shoe, and pair. Off you go. So very simple to use technology, but incredibly deep sort of benefits down the road. And this is the type of stuff that, you know, is fairly democratic. It will probably get cheaper and cheaper. It definitely will become a standard feature of any running gear that you have. And it actually makes a huge difference. So we're going to see more and more of this. I think we're going to see them in lower and lower price shoes. These are still fairly high price models, around about 2,500 rand. But you're going to see this in more and more devices and more shoes and more and more things. I mean, you'll have running shorts that tell you when to slow down and monitor your heart rate. So expect the world of, of sports outside of genetic engineering to absolutely explode with tech gadgets. And I, for one, actually can't wait.
I think it's amazing. Absolutely. Tell us about the Internet of Things becoming a thing.
Well, this is the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we hear about this all the time. We spend a lot of time in the tech industry following all these latest trends, and this Internet of Things thing has absolutely been a major trend for a couple of years. But a perfect example of it becoming a thing that we will not even notice, like fax machines when they originally came out. Some of you may remember that. Some people might not even know what a fax machine is. But for a while, it sort of was the hottest, newest thing. And then it just became a thing, something you just used because it was just part of the background. And that's exactly what the Internet of Things is becoming. You don't even realize traffic lights have sensors, cars have sensors, shoes have sensors. More and more, all the fridges and all the washing machines that you're going to buy from now on, from Samsung, from LG, are going to have sensors. They'll connect to the Wi-Fi in your house. They'll call a technician to come repair something before you even know that repair is needed. So the Internet of Things has finally come into the mainstream. And the true evidence of that is that you won't even notice it's there. One of the installation things used to be plug your fridge in, switch it on, and it'll get cool. Now you plug your fridge in, connect it to the Wi-Fi, check that your app on your phone is connected to your fridge, and then you can go shopping because you know how much milk you've got in the fridge without even thinking about it. But that is the power of the Internet of Things. So from running shoes that tell you how to run to fridges to tell you when your milk's sour, we're moving into quite an interesting world of connected stuff.
Absolutely fascinating. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. A really, really incredible, incredibly interesting discussion. You can catch Stephen's show on a Thursday at 11 a.m.